Manu Patra alerts dated the 14th of June 2018. Supreme Court has directed National University of Advanced Legal Studies, which conducts the CLAT 2018 exam, to award compensatory marks on a pro rata basis and prepare the revised merit list by the 16th of June. Calcutta High Court has allowed the railways to carry out eviction of encroachers at New Jalpaiguri and Siliguri stations, and directed the West Bengal government to cooperate with the national transporter in the process. Bombay High Court has disposed of a petition filed by Videocon Industries Limited, objecting to the initiation of bankruptcy proceedings against the company. Bombay High Court has held that in the absence of a named legatee, courts can step in and remove an errant executor in order to protect the interests of one Bipin Gupta's will. Kerala High Court has said that transgender has the right to wander about or associate with like-minded people and cannot be compelled to be at his parental home as demanded by her mother. UK Supreme Court has ruled that internet service providers, ISPs, do not have to pay the costs for blocking access to websites selling counterfeit products. Pakistan's Supreme Court has directed former President General, retired, Pervez Musharraf to return to the country by 2 p.m. on Thursday. Hyderabad Bench of Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, has held that the advance received by assessee towards his professional fee, when it is returned, is not covered by any of the provisions of Chapter 17B requiring TDS. Government has extended the period within which the persons who have applied for enrollment of GST practitioners shall pass the exam from 1 year to 18 months. Government has amended the rules relating to refund on account of inverted duty structure, refund of input tax credit etc. applicable from the 1st of July 2018. Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC, has specified the list of goods which may be disposed of by the proper officer post seizure under the Goods and Services Tax, GST, regime.